Well, Kathy and Joe, thanks very much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having us. It's our pleasure.
We're here talking about Kathy, who is now on a Hy-V truck, one of those Hy-V semis that goes across the state of Iowa and across the upper Midwest, really. And first of all, I'm just curious. I grew up in a Hy-V town, like we were talking about earlier, and I've always wondered, how do people get their faces on those trucks? What's the process? So, Kathy, what did you have to do to get the face on the truck?
Well, usually when they get a new fleet of trucks, they send out emails to the stores, and they tell you if you're interested in having your face on the truck to send in a picture. So that's what we did. There's a couple of us from the store here that brought our camera in, took pictures of us, and sent them into corporate. And,
and from there, do you know how the process goes, or do they just kind of pull them out of the woodshed at random almost?
I think there's a committee at our corporate office that kind of looks at some of that stuff, and it kind of just go with the photogenic friendly smile. You know, that's what our name tag is, and that's kind of what we hang our hat on, is that friendly, helpful smile in every aisle. So I think that plays a big part in it, and then, you know, they look for employees that have done a good job for a length of time. So Kathy fit the bill on all of them.
Yeah, and Kathy, I know you've said you've been here in Knoxville for quite a while, and so what do you do here in the Knoxville store, and what did it mean to you when you found out that you were going to be on the truck?
I'm the accounting coordinator here, and I've been here, well, I've worked for this Hy-V for 39 years. Oh, I was so excited. I just couldn't believe it. I didn't think it was ever really going to happen. You know, I've tried a couple times. I've sent my picture in a couple times, and I just didn't really think it was ever going to happen, but it was exciting.
How did the news get broke to you?
Actually, Joe came in and told me. I was in the lunchroom eating, and he came in and told me one day, and I was like, yeah, it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
And from your memory and Joe's memory as well, this is the first time a Knoxville person has been on a truck here in the Hy-V trucks.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
What does it mean for the Knoxville Hy-V to have that first person? I mean, it's got to be just kind of a neat honor at the very least, and pretty cool that you can point and say that's our girl.
It's a pretty neat experience, and like Kathy said, it was something that she'd wanted for quite a while, and for her to get rewarded like that was pretty neat and pretty special. And she was, I can testify firsthand, she was super excited when she was finally notified that she was going to be on the side of that truck. So it was a pretty cool moment for her and myself. It was pretty neat to be a part of.
And Kathy, I know you said you haven't seen the truck yet. I mean, we don't know where it's exactly driving, but you did have a friend that saw it, you said.
That's correct. I had a friend that works at another Hy-V. He was doing the JDRF Ride for a Cure, and the truck was actually sitting there wherever that, you know, was at. I'm not sure, but so he posted it on my Facebook, and I opened up my Facebook, and there it was. It was so fun.
Now, have you had anyone come and talk to you about it, ask you about it, or say that they're going to be looking for the truck or something?
Oh my gosh, I hear that all the time. Yeah, I hear that all the time, and again on Facebook, I'll get a lot of messages. When's your truck going to be out? We're all looking for it. And yeah, I get a lot of people saying that.
And you don't actually know where the truck's going to be, I imagine.
No, not at all. And my understanding, it's on more than one truck. All it's right. Not just one truck.
Sure.
It's on a few trucks. So, yeah, you just don't know. You just don't know where it'll be.
And there's a pretty good chance, being, you know, where our store is located on Highway 14, that we'll probably see it several times a day, we hope. So it should be pretty neat.
Is there anything else about this that you think is interesting or neat? Obviously, the experience of going through this and being selected is fun. Is it just kind of a dream come true or something, in a way, for working for the company for 39 years now?
Well, yeah, it is. It's just really feels like an honor to have, you know, to be able to see your face connected with the business that you've worked for so many years. And yeah, it's just great. I love it.
And they actually gave you a model truck as well.
Yes, they did. They did. Actually, they gave us five of them. That was really cool. So, you know, family members get them too. And my granddaughter grabbed the first one out of the box when I opened the box. And yeah, so.
That's got to be neat for them too, obviously, saying that my grandma's on a truck, and they can, when eventually they'll see it, hopefully, so they can point it out to their friends and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I have my granddaughter talk about that all the time.
All right, well, is there anything else you guys would like to add today or would like to mention about this at all?
No, I mean, those trucks, like I said, those are a great form of advertising for Hy-V as a company, and to have one of our employees on there speaks volumes about her, and, you know, we're just excited about it and can't wait to see the first one drive by the store or drop off groceries at the store. So,
all right, well, we'll keep our eyes peeled for it. So thank you guys very much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.